Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, new regulations regarding electronic logging devices have yet to be fully implemented by livestock haulers nationwide, but time is certainly running out. Auction market owner Joe Goggins of Billings, Montana, who's also a Livestock Marketing Association director, says a lot is at stake for the U.S. livestock industry.
I'm not sure the producers, I'm not sure a lot of the people in this part of the world understand the severity of this, but in my mind, it's the number one thing that we're facing in the livestock industry right now. This transportation thing could really affect the value of these cattle that are over 11, 12, 13 hours from the Corn Belt.
Groups like the LMA and others are working desperately, he says, to get more time because, among other concerns, the technology is far from perfect.
They're having trouble with this ELD thing. The devices haven't been working right. There's a lot of issues with it. And right now they're fighting desperately trying to get us a stay to this to where we can address these hours of use.
Now, a 90-day delay has been in effect since December 18th, but unless something changes between now and then, the new ELDs will go into effect for livestock haulers this Sunday, March 18th. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.